and welcome to the Houston Innovators Podcast. I'm Natalie Harms, editor of Innovation Map. This podcast is brought to you by Texas Citizens Bank. Texas Citizens Bank is making entrepreneurship easier for Houston business owners wearing multiple hats. As one customer says, Texas Citizens Bank can do virtually everything the national guys can do, but with full bore service on a first name basis. Call 713-948-5700 today. In this episode, Harvin Moore and Serafina Lalani of Houston Exponential join me to discuss the Listies, a brand new awards program that's honoring Houston startups, investors, and more. Nominations for the awards are open now and close this Friday, October 30th. Harvin, Serafina, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us, Lalani.
So today we are talking about the Listies, and I'm really excited. It's a brand new awards program put on by Houston Exponential. So tell me a little bit about how the idea for the Listies came about.
Well, to be honest, the idea for the Listies or something similar of the sort has really been in the back of our minds for a long time, almost at least day one since I started. There has always been a need in the ecosystem to celebrate, you know, the wins and the vibrant culture that we have here. And so this is really paying homage to that. And we'll be rolling out the virtual red carpet to award 12 awards. But it's also twofold. We also are commemorating the launch of our HGX checklist. And so many of your listeners might remember that we collaborated actually on an event not too long ago to launch the HGX checklist, which is our ecosystem's innovation discovery platform. So this is a way of driving more awareness about the platform, to encourage folks to create and claim their profiles. And for folks that want to nominate or want to self-nominate, we'll be requiring that you also have a profile on the platform as well. So it's both of these things. We want to celebrate the good, especially this year. I think we all deserve that. And then we're also commemorating the launch of our platform, the HGX checklist.
Such a silver lining for 2020. I know startups and investors alike have been struggling this year. So it's a really great opportunity to get them featured. And as you mentioned, the HGX checklist is going to have an opportunity to grow in exposure and everything, but also all of these companies that are going to be submitted will have now a presence on this. So that's a really great opportunity for y'all. How has the HGX checklist been, you know, utilized over the past few months since it's launched, which I know was pretty recent, but in quarantine years, time, it feels like years. So how has the ecosystem kind of reacted to the HGX checklist, and what's really the big opportunity here with this event, Serafina?
So following the event, we saw a huge a growth in interest, and people were claiming and creating their profiles. I think right now we're at about 600 profiles over these last couple months, which is really impressive. We've exceeded our own expectations. And then what we can expect following this event and during the event itself in preparation for it, our judges will be looking to the company's startup profiles and investor profiles to really use it as a standard way of assessing these companies and the individuals behind them and some of their recent news and their traction as well. So it's just a great way to reference companies all in one place. And it really streamlines the whole process, which is a nice benefit.
Harvin, I want to ask you a little bit about events during this time. I know representing the innovation ecosystem and hosting events has been a big part of Houston Exponential. And obviously, in different times, we'd be doing this differently. But why is reaching the innovation ecosystem so important in this way to you, to HGX, and to the ecosystem itself?
Yeah, thanks, Natalie. Certainly, I think a lot of people think of HGX at Houston Exponential as an events organization, because thanks to the participation of a lot of our startup development organizations and other organizations around the ecosystem, there have been some really great events, I think, and that's really good. It's actually a pretty small portion of what we do, but we do think events are really important. And so this spring, as you noted, we had a really successful and really fun series of events called HGX Tech Rodeo. And we chose a week that would not conflict with CERAWeek, South by Southwest, and other things, which all actually ended up being canceled later. But at the time we had that event, things were not yet closed. The rodeo was still operating. It was the first week of the rodeo. And HGX Tech Rodeo It was a really great event. There were about 2,000 attendees. Nobody got sick. This was sort of just before it sort of arrived. The COVID arrived in Houston. And so people really missed that because I think what happened is that this turned into, among other things, a celebration of the huge and growing number of startups and founders and investors and other people that are a part of the tech ecosystem, a group that's getting more and more diverse as well, and really is a very young, in terms of young companies, right? I mean, we have a young ecosystem. And I don't just mean that means young people, but I'm just saying it's not like we're as far along in terms of venture and the size of companies and the number of deals that people have done as other parts of the country. So I think there was a really good feeling about it. It was a great thing. So COVID came along, and so that, you know, the number of physical events disappeared, and here we are having a virtual event. But we are, what we found, as Serafina noted in HTX Techlist, is that this ecosystem really eats up events, even if they are virtual. And the Techlist event had over 1,000 attendees, and it was really fantastic. And it was broader and it was more diverse than Tech Rodeo is. So I guess the two things I'd say about this really briefly are that, first of all, this will be another opportunity for the organizations and all the people in the ecosystem to again get together, stay in touch, develop their contacts, learn about other deals and industries and trends, and so it's an active opportunity for that. It's also an opportunity for us to continue to develop what's happened in Houston, which is the fact that despite having an incredibly spread out city with, I think we're 89th in density in the United States, we are able, because of these online events and platforms like HTX Techlist, we're able to provide a connection that you would otherwise have to have a really dense city and a dense sort of corridor for. And so these platforms, and that's really what HTX has been about, if you really think of it. It's not so much the events as much as building the platforms and the connections and the hopefully also the culture, or you might say building on Houston's culture for connection and then transparency to the outside world for capital, for talent, things like that.
Yeah, the timing of the HTX Techlist launch was not necessarily planned to happen during a pandemic when everyone's shut in their houses, but it was perfect timing ended up being because, you know, it does solve that density problem, but it also solves the working from home problem and not being able to have those physical connections. So one thing I want to switch over to that I think is interesting about these events that y'all have been putting on online, specifically the Techlist launch and this now, is you've tapped into the ecosystem itself to promote it in a collaborative way. Obviously, Innovation Map is a partner on this, so full transparency, I'm personally invested. and so what opportunity do you see to really have, you know, influencers and judges and presenters of awards to play that role in this event?
I think I can say this, and that is that, as I mentioned before, HTX is not an events operator. It's not an events company, right? But what we try to do, though, is we try to create a culture and then also actual connections and opportunities for our ecosystem to work together. And that's the partners and the startup development organizations, the universities, the Greater Houston Partnership, the big corporations who are involved in innovation and all that kind of thing, plus the starters, the actual startups, the founders, and that sort of stuff. And so when we do events, and Tech Rodeo would be one example, and then this upcoming Listies event is similar, we try to partner with other entities that are doing events. So Tech Rodeo was like a total of, I don't remember exactly, but it might've been somewhere between 20 and 30 different events. And what HTX did was provided a way that people could work together to co-market, you know, with hashtags, by sharing their mailing lists, by opening things up so that normally you would have an event for your members. But because we asked as HTX, hey, what about doing something a little bit differently where it's really open to all our members, each other's members. And it's as much as possible, completely free. I mean, sponsor supported, of course, but I mean like free to attendees. And that was a really good formula. And that's the way we like to think of things. And it's like the way we like to think of HTX. It's an entity that tries to help the rest of the entities collaborate, not to do things ourselves. And I think this the Techlisties event is an example of that. And the influencers which, I mean, Serafina might say a little bit about that, but the influencers have been very helpful in that.
Yeah, that, just back to Harbin's point about, you know, HX's true strength isn't as to be an events producer, but to provide the platforms and the forums, the ways for people to interact and create digital collisions. So when it comes to an event like the Listies, it's truly grassroots. We're tapping on members of the community that have always been there from the start, and those are influencers. And we're looking at our channel partners, like the startup development organizations in the ecosystem, to help us promote, to nominate, to get the word out, and see this as their own event. So HX's true strength is in the ability to pull many people together around a common mission. So this is very aligned to that.
Yeah, it's so true. It's cool to see, you know, knowing HX's mission, to see the execution of things like this, to see it kind of really exist, like that mission, these tangible things like calling in influencers, but also, you know, having sponsors, having, you know, various categories represent different industries and being judged by a group of judges. So, you know, if you go to the website to look at the different categories, you'll see that there are different presenters of each award, and they're very familiar faces. So it's very exciting. I do want to ask a little bit about the different awards and what people can expect going through to nominate. Serafina, if you want to take this question.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have made the nominations process extremely frictionless. It's a very simple process. It's a couple of fields. You'll link the URL to people's checklist profiles if they exist. And there are some really exciting awards, and there are some relevant ones, like the COVID Phoenix. So we're looking for a company that has really leveraged this opportunity to transform their business, their service, or their offering, and achieved, you know, great traction. We're looking at some other categories as well that are more startup-centric. So awards like the Sunicorn and the People's Choice Award, which actually will be leaning on the community for bracket voting on that one.
So in addition to kind of these startup facing awards, we also have some individual awards. So tell me a little bit about those.
Essentially, like, the message that we're trying to hone in on is, you know, companies don't get built by just the founders. It takes a whole team, a team of individual contributors. And it's really important to celebrate, you know, those members of the ecosystem as well. So we're celebrating mentors. We're celebrating, you know, a DEI champion, you know, an individual that's going above and beyond to fight for diversity, equity, and inclusion in the ecosystem, as well as outstanding leadership, a person that is demonstrating excellence and leading either the community on a goal, on a common mission, or their organization. Because the ecosystem is, you know, much more vast than the startups. It's corporate innovation folks, it's investors. Our fabric is rich of different organizations, and they each have a special role to play. And so we are striving to have a balance and celebrating all of the ecosystem and not just a segment of it or a subsect of it.
It's interesting because, yeah, this, you have an award for pretty much every aspect of the innovation ecosystem here in Houston. So it's really exciting. And we've gone through a couple specifically, but there is the full list and the full opportunity to nominate for each category online. And so want to direct listeners, if this is something you're interested in, which it probably is, if you're listening to this podcast, go ahead and check that out. As far as the event goes, what can people expect when logging on, and how do they do so? And when is the event?
The event itself is November 20th. It's at 3 p.m. That is a Friday. It's at the end of a week of events called This, the Houston Innovation Summit. That's put on by Impact Hub and our lovely partners there. We have nominations open right now. They close on Friday. To access them, you can go to our website, houstonexponential.org/thelisties, or you can just go to our homepage and you'll get redirected there as well. The nomination process, very easy, should be very smooth, should not take you more than 30 seconds. So please, please, please nominate your peers, yourself, an SDO that you're a member of. As Natalie said, there's a category for everything. So we're looking forward to seeing your nominations come in, and they close this Friday, October 30th. So please don't wait. If you're hearing this now, I hope you are opening up this URL on the tab. We're really excited, and we're looking forward to an awesome event on November 20th.
I can just hear people tapping in the URL right now and going to nominate. So that's so great. Thank y'all both for coming on to talk a little bit about this. And I know there's so much more to come once we, you know, close nominations and look forward to the event on November 20th with the Houston Innovation Summit. So thank y'all so much, Arvin and Serafina, for joining me.
Thanks, Natalie.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Houston Innovators Podcast. Subscribe so you never miss an episode and follow along on innovationmap.com for all things Houston innovation.